If you want to turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2, I'm going to look at just a couple of verses very, very quickly, and then I'm going to turn it over to Carla, and she's going to come up and speak. Don, you can go ahead and put the first one up there, Acts 2. All is right in the world again. Michelle and Kelly are in their rightful places over here. It feels good. Feels right. All right. Well, today is Pentecost Sunday. So we got to at least touch on that and talk about that for a minute, right? Pentecost Sunday is the day that the Lord sent the Holy Spirit. So Jesus had died. He had risen from the dead. But toward the end of his life, Jesus kept promising over and over and over again that he would send another one, that he would send a comforter, that he would send the paraclete. There's all these different words that they use in the original language. But he's saying he's going to send the Holy Spirit. So after he's been crucified and risen from the dead, then on this Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, he sends the Holy Spirit to empower the church. And I want to very briefly look at this passage for just a minute, and then we'll have Carla come. But Acts 2:5 says this: Now, they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from some of the nations under heaven. No? What does it say? Every nation? Every nation under heaven. Now think about that for a minute. Really? Every nation under heaven just happened to be there on the day of Pentecost? Huh. Continuing, verse 6. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together, bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, Are not all these men speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? So this right here is the birth of the kingdom of God being for every nation. So often the Holy Spirit is the only focus when you look at this passage, and I get that. It is about the sending of the Holy Spirit. But I believe that there is something equally important going on here. And I think you already know where I'm going. But God saw fit in his wisdom to have every nation on earth in Jerusalem the day he decided to send the Holy Spirit. Now think about that. God knows when he's going to send the Holy Spirit, but he orchestrated that every nation that existed would be there in Jerusalem on this day when he sends the Holy Spirit. That's pretty incredible. This was God's way of confirming that the kingdom of God is for every nation and every tribe and every tongue. Because now all of these people here that are present on this day at Pentecost, they've now heard the gospel message in their own language. They've been empowered by the Holy Spirit so they can now return to their country, to their nation, and spread the gospel. They've heard it in their own language so they understand it, and they've been empowered and touched by the Holy Spirit so they will be effective in doing this. And now we see the outflow. We see the fruit of this in Revelation 7. If you want to turn there, you can. Otherwise, Don will pop it up on the screen. Revelation 7, verse 9. The beginning part of Revelation here is alternating between what John was seeing in the natural realm and what he was seeing as a vision of heaven. Here, he's seeing a vision of what's happening in heaven. It says, After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count. From every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb, which is Jesus. They were wearing white robes and they were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Now this is a worship scene happening in heaven. There's a crowd that is so big it can't even be counted, and they're all worshiping Jesus. It says that every nation, tribe, people, and language are worshiping Jesus. This thing's always been in my mind, if this is what heaven looks like, then why doesn't the church look like this? Because it should. Shouldn't we have a little bit of heaven on earth in church? Shouldn't our churches look like that? I have been in gatherings personally where it has been many languages and peoples worshiping, and it's absolutely glorious. Conversely, I've known too many people who are uncomfortable in a cross-cultural worship context. And that's why churches don't look like it. Because people get too uncomfortable and too biased and racist and who knows whatever. Now, I would actually contend that since we are all made in the image of God and the kingdom of God is every tribe and every nation, that we don't reflect the fullness of worship until we do come together and worship across the diversity that is God's kingdom. This is why we as a church press into mission so much. The kingdom of God is every tribe and every tongue and every nation, and they must all be in heaven. In order to be in heaven, they have to hear the gospel. So someone has to go to them in their culture, in their context, in their language, and tell them about Jesus. And so that's why we as a church press into this so much. It's so essential to what the kingdom of God is. And we don't really get to experience complete worship until we've worshiped across many, many nations. Amen? All right, I was just getting worked up, but I better quit and give Carla some time. So, Carla, come on up.
Yes, and Rita, please come on up as well. Sorry.
If you've been around the Christ Lake Vineyard a while, you remember Rita. Otherwise, this is Rita, and she is going to translate for Carla. Just a few too many tangled wires.
Just the pictures are fine. You can mute the audio.
Is it a PowerPoint or is it? Okay.
Dios le bendiga a todos.
God bless everybody.
Es una bendición poder estar aquí con ustedes.
It's a blessing to be able to be here with you today.
En una iglesia que al parecer ama y abraza las misiones.
A church that embraces and loves missions.
En esos tiempos es bien difícil encontrar una iglesia que verdaderamente tenga esa visión.
It's unusual to find a church that has that vision for missions.
Cuando realmente verdaderamente esa es la razón por la cual nosotros estamos en esta tierra.
And that is really the purpose why we are here on this earth.
Porque cuando nosotros comenzamos a leer la Biblia, nosotros vemos a Dios.
When we start reading the Bible, we see God,
siempre buscando una relación y acercando a todas las personas a él.
Always looking for relationship and bringing others to him.
Pero las iglesias muchas veces han desviado ese propósito a centrarse solo en uno mismo.
But many churches have left that path and have only looked into them.
En ser bendecidos, en ser prosperados.
In being blessed and prosperity.
Y no realmente lo que verdaderamente Dios vino a hacer a esa tierra, que es buscar a los que estaban perdidos.
But not following the true mission to look for others that are lost.
Entonces estar en una iglesia que verdaderamente ama las misiones y está preocupado e interesado por ellos.
The fact, to really be have a heart for missions and really looking for those that are lost.
Es verdaderamente alegre estar aquí.
It gives me a lot of joy to be here.
Como Pastor Tim dijo, he estado trabajando en Senegal durante 8 años.
I've been working in Senegal for the past 8 years.
Inicialmente yo iba solo por un año.
At first I would only go 1 year.
Mi viaje misionero era solo para conocer y apoyar un poco Comunidad de Esperanza.
Initially I would just go to support and to pray for hope.
Pero los planes de Dios siempre son diferentes a los que nosotros tenemos, ¿cierto?
But the plan that he has is always different than we have.
Entonces, al estar allá un año y ver la necesidad que había de pocos obreros en el campo y la gran cantidad que hay de trabajo.
When I, my heart was touched when I saw the need and how many workers are needed in the field mission.
Entonces, Dios me llamó a quedar más tiempo.
God called me to remain longer.
Y así fue como llegué a estar hasta 8 años.
And that's how I was able to remain up to 8 years.
Cuando comencé a trabajar en Senegal, eran 27 niños los que comenzaron a estar.
When I started in Senegal, there was 27 children.
Cuando ya se fue aumentando los años, fueron 138.
And then it increased to 138.
En Comunidad de Esperanza trabajamos con varios ministerios.
And through the Hope Ministries, we worked with various missions.
Ministerios con niños, jóvenes.
Ministries with young and adolescents.
Que ellos viven en casa con nosotros.
They live with us in the mission.
Tenemos campañas médicas que son en las diferentes aldeas.
We also have medical campaigns that are part of the surrounding villages.
Trabajamos también con clubes de niños en las aldeas compartiendo clases bíblicas como lo hacemos aquí en las iglesias.
And then in the surrounding villages we also do Bible studies with the children and share with them.
Trabajamos también con lo que son los niños de la calle que son llamados niños talibés allá.
Talibés. Mm-hmm. And the children that live that are sin casa, mm-hmm. that are homeless, they're called kids talibés. Talibés.
Y hay otros más ministerios en los que nosotros podemos trabajar.
We have other missions that we are where we are able to work.
Pero en el que yo concentré mi trabajo.
Where I was focused.
Fue en el trabajo de con los niños.
With the, I focused with the children.
Porque cuando vemos cuando Dios ya puso su atención sobre los niños.
God focused his his focus was the children.
Es porque él sabe el potencial que ellos tienen.
Because he understands the potential that they have.
Y muchas veces nosotros olvidamos o dejamos de lado a los niños.
Many times we forget and we put children aside.
Y las personas como que se enfocan más en los adultos y lo que en enseñar a los adultos.
And many people just focus on adult education and helping the adults.
Y olvidamos o dejamos al lado el gran potencial que los niños tienen.
But we put aside the great potential that children have.
Porque al comenzar el culto aquí estaba lleno.
Because in the beginning of worship, this place was full of kids.
Y cuando dijeron que los niños fueran a sus clases,
when you said, "Oh, it's time for the kids to be dismissed,"
la mitad de la iglesia desapareció.
Half of the church members were gone.
Y es eso, y realmente es ahí donde nosotros podemos ver.
And that's where we could truly see.
Que realmente la parte más importante de la iglesia son los niños.
The most important part are the children.
Porque ellos son la iglesia y van a ser la iglesia del mañana.
The kids are the church and they're the future of the church.
Y lo que nosotros trabajemos en ellos ahorita.
And what we how we work with our children now.
Es lo que nosotros vamos a es el futuro que nosotros vamos a tener.
Is the future that we will have.
Entonces cuando yo comencé a trabajar con los niños.
When I started working with the children.
Yo veía muchas deficiencias en el área. En todas las áreas allá en la niñez de Senegal.
I would see a lot of deficiencies surrounding the children in the Senegal area.
Comenzando porque quizás las familias tienen demasiados hijos.
One reason is because the parents, the families have many children.
Y no pueden ocuparse de sus de todas emociones y todas las necesidades que ellos tienen.
They can't attend to their emotional and well-being.
Entonces tienden a ver solo a los niños ahí están y ya no más nada.
And they just see children that they're part of the life, but that's it. They don't go too much further.
Cuando realmente si nosotros vemos lo que nosotros estamos trabajando en los niños es lo que ellos les va a marcar la vida adulta.
But what we are doing is we are working with the children to have a strong make them empowered for the future.
Y si nosotros comenzamos a poner buenas bases en los niños,
and if we start with putting a strong foundation for the kids,
entonces ellos serán fuertes y conocerán y tendrán muchas habilidades el día de mañana.
They will become strong and will have many abilities as they get older.
Más si nosotros los centramos en el área que ellos conozcan a Jesús.
And more importantly, as long that they are centered on Jesus.
Conocemos que Senegal tiene el 98% de población musulmana.
We understand Senegal is 98% Muslim.
Entonces hay una gran cantidad de necesidad de personas que conozcan a Dios.
So there is a great need for people to know Jesus.
Y si nosotros comenzamos a enseñar a Jesús a los niños,
and if we begin to teach children about Jesus,
cuando ellos conocen esa verdad,
when they understand that truth,
ellos van a crecer en esa verdad,
they will grow up in that truth,
y ellos van a dar a conocer esa verdad también a otros,
and they will share that truth.
Entonces esa es la razón por la cual yo me concentré más que todo en la en el trabajo con los niños.
This is why my main reason for working with the children.
Porque los niños son como ese cemento.
The children are like that base, that cement.
Que cuando el cemento ya está fuerte, es difícil trabajar en él.
And when the cement gets hardened, it's hard to penetrate it.
Que se puede trabajar en el cemento dándole forma.
You could work with the clay or the cement,
pero,
giving it shape.
Pero va a ser más fácil trabajar en él cuando está fresco.
But it's easier to work with that cement or the clay when it's fresh.
Todas las marcas que ustedes van a quedar ahí por siempre.
All the imprints and handprints you leave on there.
Entonces eso es lo que lo que se intenta trabajar en Comunidad de Esperanza.
And that's what we try to do in our Comunidad de Esperanza, se llama Hope, the Hope Community.
Intentamos que estos niños crezcan en todas las áreas emocionales, espirituales, de salud, en todas sus áreas, cubrirlas.
They try to focus on covering the social emotional, the well-being, in all the areas of that child, spiritually and in the natural as well.
Tenemos actualmente ya no son 34 niños.
Actually, there are more than 34 kids.
Ahorita solo son 27 niños.
Now there is only 27.
Son 28 chicas que hay entre las edades de 15 a 17 años.
There's 28 girls between ages 11 and 15.
31 chicos entre las mismas edades también.
And 31 boys between the same ages.
Esto es, ha disminuido la cantidad de niños y de jóvenes que antes habían.
This has minimized the amount of children there were.
Debido a varios factores.
Because of various factors.
Debido a que no hay muchas personas o voluntarios que trabajen allá.
Because we don't have a lot of volunteers over there.
Y otros factores como el COVID que no ha permitido también que se tenga mucha cantidad de niños en estos tiempos.
And also because of COVID, did not permit.
Además de eso, Comunidad Esperanza se está centrando en otros proyectos.
And our Hope Ministries is also focusing on other missions.
Que es el Instituto Bíblico también.
The Bible Institute.
Este comenzó hace 4 años.
This began 4 years ago.
Este año va a salir en octubre la primera graduación de 12 graduados.
This will have 12 graduates in October.
Que son 12 pastores potenciales para plantar iglesias.
Potential future pastors to supplant churches.
Que esto permitirá que en 12 aldeas sean fundadas también 12 iglesias.
This will also allow for 12 churches, hopefully, to be built.
Lo cual permitirá que más personas puedan escuchar y aprender más de Jesús también.
So more people could hear and learn about Jesus.
Hay otros grupos también. Hay 40 más que están estudiando en este instituto bíblico.
There is 40 that are currently studying in that institute.
Que están en los diferentes años que todavía no se van a graduar.
That are in lower grades are not ready to graduate.
Pero estamos hablando de 40 pastores potenciales que van a fundar también sus iglesias.
But also 40 potential future pastors that could supplant churches.
Entonces, Comunidad de Esperanza necesita mucha oración.
Our Hope Ministries needs a lot of prayer.
Porque sabemos también que tenemos un enemigo.
Because we understand that there's an enemy.
Que no le va a gustar esto.
That is not going to like
porque
this.
Le gusta que las personas vivan en esa oscuridad.
Because he wants people to stay in the darkness.
Y en esas tinieblas sin conocerle a él.
Without getting to know Jesus.
Entonces, como iglesia, ese es nuestro compromiso.
We have made a commitment.
A adoptar y orar por estas personas.
To adopt and pray for those people.
Mismo si no las conocemos, orar por esos estudiantes que están en el Instituto Bíblico.
Also, even if we don't know them, to pray for those that are in the Bible Institute.
Orar por estos niños también.
Also pray for these children.
Usted, quien tiene niños, sabe que trabajar que estar con niños no es nada fácil.
Everybody knows that has children, it is not easy to raise a child.
Los que son papás saben aquí que cuatro o cinco niños desesperan.
She says 4 to 5 kids could drive you crazy.
Ahora imagínese tener 38.
Now imagine having 38.
A veces yo les digo a ellos que ellos van a volverme loca a mí.
She says that they're going to drive me crazy. She says that to them.
Pero creo que Dios de antemano Dios me preparó para eso.
But I believe that God did prepare me for this.
Y por eso estudié psicología.
And that's why I studied psychology.
Entonces creo que Dios desde siempre tiene un propósito para todo.
God always has a purpose for everybody.
Y Dios me ha ayudado, como le digo, Dios prepara todo perfecto.
God is the perfect planner.
Y Dios me ha ayudado a utilizar la carrera que yo estudié.
And he has allowed me to use the what I studied in college.
Para poder usarla en el trabajo con los niños.
To be able to use it to work with children.
Para crear rutinas,
and to create routines,
para que ellos puedan trabajar de una manera más saludable,
to work so that kids could learn to work in a healthy manner,
en el área de escolar,
and in school,
comprender las dificultades emocionales que ellos traen también desde sus hogares,
understand the social emotional needs that they bring from home,
porque cuando ellos vienen a casa,
because when they go home,
ellos vienen con mucha heridas emocionales que sus papás han hecho y marcado en sus vidas.
Because when they go to the mission, they have a lot of trauma, a lot of things that they carry.
Ellos no están acostumbrados a que alguien venga y les dé un abrazo, les dé un beso.
They're not accustomed to being held, to being hugged or kissed.
Porque no es la forma en que ellos están siendo criados en sus casas.
Because it is not the manner in which they are being raised at home.
Y es bien difícil enseñarles y mostrarles a Dios como un padre.
And it's difficult to teach them that God is a father.
Porque nosotros conocemos a Dios como un padre que nos ama, que nos cuida, que nos protege.
A father that loves and protects.
Y ellos no tienen esa imagen de un padre.
They don't have that image of a father.
Entonces nosotros intentamos trabajar y que ellos puedan comenzar a ver que son amados.
We try to inculcate that they are loved.
Y de esta manera ellos puedan comprender el amor de Dios.
And so they could understand God's
Porque
love.
Porque ellos están acostumbrados a conocer a Dios.
They are used to know God.
Conocer a un Dios que está lejos de ellos.
To understand or know a God that's far away.
A un Dios que tienen que cumplir ciertos requisitos o ciertas cosas para agradarle a él.
Things they're accustomed to a God that's basically far away that they have to do things
y que
to
si
get
ellos,
his love.
Y que si ellos no cumplen esos requisitos y no cumplen todas esas normas.
And if they don't abide by those norms and those rules.
Ellos van a ser castigados. Ellos van a ser no vistos bien por Dios.
They will be punished and not seen in a good light by the Father.
Entonces nosotros trabajamos y intentamos modificar esa imagen que ellos tienen de Dios.
So we try to work with them and modify that image that they have of our God.
A través de las historias bíblicas que nosotros conocemos de David, la vida de Jonás, la vida de todos los personajes bíblicos que hay en la Biblia.
By using Bible stories in the Bible like Jonas and David and all the Bible stories.
Las historias que para nosotros pueden ser la historia de David, la historia de Moisés.
And to us it'll be like, oh, David's story or Moses' story.
Para ellos es algo como, ¿en serio pasó eso? ¿Dios ayudó a David?
But for them it's like, wow, did he really do that? Did he really help David?
Y entonces ellos comienzan a ver cómo Dios puede ayudar y usar a un niño.
And then they could start knowing that how he could help a child and use a child.
Y ellos comienzan a tomar valor, el valor que Dios les ha dado a ellos.
And then they go ahead and use that value that God's given them to help others.
Porque nosotros sabemos que cada niño nace con ese potencial.
We know that all kids are born with that potential.
Y lo que nosotros trabajemos en ellos es lo que va a dictar el futuro de nosotros.
How we work with the children is how they will be able to use that potential.
En este caso, el futuro de Senegal.
And in this case, the future of Senegal.
Y es emocionante ver cómo Dios trabaja a través de los niños.
It's amazing how God works through children.
Porque lo que nosotros hacemos con ellos, a veces es un poco frustrante decir, yo no estoy haciendo mucho.
What we do with them at times, we question ourselves, oh, I don't think I'm doing a lot.
Pero Dios nos muestra que sí estamos haciendo.
But God does show that we are doing a lot.
Por ejemplo, en las noches cuando un niño tiene miedo.
For example, at night when a child is scared.
Y yo voy y en las noches veo que están como hablando y ellos todos reunidos.
And she goes and she sees that they're talking and they're all gathered.
Y yo llegaba y les decía, ¿qué están haciendo?
And I would ask them, what are you doing?
Y ellos dicen, estamos orando porque él tiene miedo.
And then they would say, oh, we're praying because he's scared.
Entonces nosotros podemos ver como lo que nosotros estamos trabajando con ellos.
Then we get to see how our work is working in them.
Es cobra sentido.
Perdón.
Tiene sentido.
Oh, it makes sense.
Y muchas veces tampoco todo es lindo.
Perdón.
Algunas veces no todo es lindo también.
Not everything is always a bed of roses.
Porque muchas veces ellos, cuando ellos regresan a sus casas,
at times when they go home again,
que es 2 meses al año,
which is 2 months a year,
ellos regresan con muchas cuestionamientos que sus padres les hacen.
Then they come back and they're questioned a lot by the parents.
Como tú no tienes que hacer eso, tú no tienes que dejarte llevar por lo que ellos te dicen.
You don't have to, they'll say, the parents, you don't have to do that, you don't have to do what they tell you.
Muchos de ellos cuando regresan a sus casas,
many when they go back home,
al año sí, al mes, a los 2 meses ya no los dejan regresar tampoco.
When they go back home for the 2 months, many are not able to return.
Cuando nosotros le llamamos por teléfono, ¿por qué no vino?
And then when we call them, oh, why is the child not returning?
Las mamás nos dicen, ah, porque su papá ya no lo dejó ir porque él está orando.
They'll ask the mom and the mom will say, oh, we're not letting him or her come back because the dad doesn't want him to come
back.
Él
no quiere ir a la mezquita más con su papá.
He doesn't want to go to the mosque anymore with his dad.
Entonces no queremos que él aprenda más eso.
Then we don't want him to learn that anymore.
Eso nos entristece.
That saddens us very much.
Pero a la vez sabemos que lo que nosotros trabajamos en esos tiempos.
But we understand what we had worked with the children during those times.
Quedó como esas huellas en el cemento de las que hablábamos antes.
It left the handprints of their footprints.
Entonces,
in that wet cement.
El tiempo que nosotros tenemos con ellos.
The time that we do have with
nosotros
the children.
Nosotros tenemos que aprovecharlo al máximo.
We have to maximize.
Porque no sabemos si el niño va a estar el otro año ahí.
Because we don't know year to year if they're going to return.
Entonces, cada día para nosotros vale la pena.
Each day for us is a gift with them.
Y trabajar con los niños es super cansado.
Working with children is very exhausting.
Pero cuando llega la noche y uno se acuesta,
but when you go when at night time when you go and to sleep and you lay down,
uno tiene una satisfacción.
You have great satisfaction.
Que lo que ha hecho vale la pena.
What you have done is worth the cost.
Y lo ve a través de ellos.
And you see it through their eyes.
También el otro ministerio en lo que me enfoqué más en el club, los clubes de aldea.
Okay. Aldea son como los pueblos. Mm-hmm. And the other club was like the village clubs, the surrounding villages.
Que son como escuelas bíblicas que nosotros tenemos para los niños.
That are like little Bible schools that we have for the children in the villages.
Y en esa área yo me veo apoyada por los mismos niños de mi casa.
Oh, and she gets support from the same kids that she works with in her mission.
Porque yo comencé trabajando con eso.
She started working with those.
Y ellos me decían, yo quiero ir a enseñar, yo quiero ir a enseñar también.
And her kids in her mission would say, I want to go, I want to help.
Y ellos van y me traducen a mí, así como ella está haciendo, a las otras lenguas.
Oh, they also serve as interpreters for their people.
Y yo puedo ver ahí mismo también que el trabajo que nosotros estamos haciendo como vale la pena.
And then she says it's definitely worth, it's very worth the cost working with the kids.
Y eso lo anima cada día a seguir adelante.
And that gives me the hope and the power to move forward.
Y hay áreas en las que uno también se siente como mal estando en el campo misionero.
And at times I do feel bad working in the mission field.
Como por ejemplo, la familia le hace falta mucho a uno.
You personalmente, she needs her family, she misses her family.
Pero cuando Jesús dijo que cuando nosotros fuéramos, nosotros no estaríamos solos.
But she remembers Jesus, he said, when you go forth, you will not be alone.
Esa parte yo la he visto bien fija en mi vida.
I have seen that that has been very true in my life.
Porque mientras el tiempo que yo he estado allá,
since I have been there,
nunca me sentí sola en esa área.
I have never felt alone.
Yo soy muy apegada con mi familia.
I am extremely close
pero
to
Dios
my family,
ha cubierto esas necesidades.
But God has covered all those necessities.
Haciéndome sentir como que allá también estoy en casa.
Making me feel that I am also at home in Senegal.
Entonces cuando Dios lo manda a uno, lo prepara en todas las áreas.
So when God sends you, He prepares you in every single way.
Y nosotros no necesitamos que estar, yo me tengo que capacitar en esta área, tengo que aprender esto, tengo que hacer esto para ir al campo misionero.
You do not have to be prepared in the natural, and even if you're lacking something, you don't have to doubt.
Porque Dios va a ir cubriendo todas esas áreas.
Because God will be covering all those areas.
Así que cada uno de ustedes también.
Every single one of you as well.
Es un potencial misionero en el campo misionero también.
Is a potential missionary in the missions field.
Así que todos están invitados.
You're all invited.
Si quieren visitarnos en Comunidad de Esperanza también.
If you want to visit my missions as well.
Trabajamos también, como lo mencioné, con los niños talibés.
Uh-huh. They also work with the kids in Talibas.
¿Qué es el ministerio que más rompe mi corazón?
It's the mission that really breaks my heart the most. It's homeless.
Porque nosotros homeless. No podemos hacer mucho más por ellos.
Because we cannot do too much more for them.
Porque nosotros los tenemos a ellos solo un poquito de tiempo.
Because we only have them for very little time.
Tal vez 15 minutos.
Maybe only 15 minutes.
Y no sabemos si ellos también van a regresar el día siguiente.
And we don't know if they're going to come back the next day.
Y la vida de esos niños es aún más sufrida que los que nosotros tenemos en casa.
And they, those lives are even more, they have even more extreme hardships than the children that we
porque
work with.
Porque ellos no tienen las condiciones de salud, de alimentación, de nada.
They don't have the health, the food, all the support.
Estos niños son entregados por sus papás a los líderes religiosos.
Those children are given to the Musulman. Mm-hmm. They're given to the Muslim leaders by their parents.
Para que ellos les aprendan, les enseñen el Corán.
So they could learn the Quran.
Y así ellos se sienten como, yo estoy haciendo algo bueno porque estoy dando a mi hijo para que aprenda esto.
And the parents feel good because they're saying, oh, we're giving him to the priest or whatever to learn the Quran. I'm doing good.
Pero lejos de enseñarles el Corán a esas personas,
but far from learning the Quran,
los envían a las calles a pedir dinero.
They send them instead to be beggars on the streets.
Y si ellos no vienen con una cantidad de dinero,
and if they don't come back with a certain amount of money,
ellos les castigan de una manera muy severa.
They get severe punishment.
Muchos de ellos viven en casas que son abandonadas.
Many live in abandoned homes.
Comen de las sobras que las personas les dan.
They eat leftovers from that people give them.
Y pueden pasar todo el día sin comer o solo el desayuno que uno les puede brindar en la mañana.
Or they usually spend the whole day not eating or only the breakfast that she and the mission is able to give them in the morning.
En casa nosotros teníamos dos niños que se habían escapado de su dara, que es la escuela.
Mm-hmm. They had two that were able to escape and estaban con usted. Mm-hmm. And they were with her in her mission.
Ellos vinieron y se escondieron en nuestra casa y dijeron que ellos no querían volver allá.
They came back and they hid and they said they begged they didn't want to go back.
Pasaron dos años o tres años ahí con nosotros.
They spent 2 to 3 years with us.
Pero el Marabú, el líder religioso de ellos,
the religious leader,
siempre los estuvo buscando.
Kept on looking for them.
No porque los quería.
Not because he loved them.
Sino que ellos son una fuente de ingreso para él.
Just because they are a source of income for them.
Logró encontrarlos.
He was able to locate them.
Se lo llevó.
He took them.
Nosotros no tenemos ninguna autoridad con ellos.
We do not have any authority in our mission.
Al año siguiente uno de ellos volvió a escapar.
Next year one escaped again.
Volvió a llegar a la casa.
He came back to our mission.
Nosotros preguntamos dónde estaba Ibrahim, el otro niño.
She asked where was the other child.
Él dijo de que como habían vuelto a escapar, a Ibrahim lo habían agarrado de nuevo.
She says since they had escaped, the other one had been captured.
Y lo que el marabú había hecho para que ya no escapara más.
And what the religious leader had done so the other one could no longer escape.
Es que había puesto una cadena en su pie.
He had chained his foot.
Había puesto como un hoyo de cemento y había metido su pie ahí para que no saliera más.
Wow. Entonces, I'm sorry. that's really hard. And then he had put a cement block around him and like a hole, so he and that he was chained there, so he could not escape.
Entonces dice que él ya no pudo ayudarlo porque él hizo eso.
And then the other friend that was able to escape told her, and he
y
said
él,
he tried.
Y él tuvo que salir.
And he couldn't escape, but he had to leave.
Cuando nosotros vemos eso, oh, rompe el corazón.
Obviously, it breaks your heart seeing that.
Porque realmente ellos no tienen corazón.
Obviously, the religious leaders do not have a heart.
Tienen el corazón tan entenebrecido.
They have their heart is so darkened.
Que no miden las consecuencias de lo que están haciendo con los niños.
They don't see the consequences that they are doing with the children.
Y por eso es el ministerio que más nosotros intentamos trabajar, pero es el que menos tenemos alcance con ellos también.
It's one of the missions we really try to reach those children, but it's one that we have the less impact because of those situations.
Lo más triste de esto es que estos niños cuando van creciendo,
the saddest thing is when these children that are with these religious leaders start growing up,
y vemos a los niños a la edad de 16 años,
and we see the Talavez children around 16 years old,
les preguntamos que si ellos quieren salir de ahí o que quieren ser cuando sean grandes,
and then we ask them, do you want to leave or what do you want to do when you get older?
Ellos quieren ser marabús.
They want to also be marabous or religious.
Porque es lo único que ellos han conocido.
Because it is all they know.
Y no tienen otra manera de saber cómo ganarse la vida.
They don't know any other way to support themselves.
Entonces, ese ministerio es el que también nosotros podemos adoptar en nuestras oraciones.
This is another mission that we would kindly ask for your prayers.
Para que Dios pueda romper con esto.
So God could break those chains.
Sabemos que para nuestra mente esto puede ser imposible. Decir, ah, ¿cómo el gobierno va a hacer algo con los niños talibés?
How you could think this is impossible. How is the government or anybody going to be able to do something with the Talavez kids?
Pero para Dios no hay nada imposible.
But obviously with God, nothing is impossible.
Y si a nosotros nos rompe ver a estos niños descalzos y enfermos,
if it breaks our heart to see these kids without shoes and without food,
solo imaginémonos cómo Dios también le rompe el corazón verlos si Él mismo los ha creado.
How do you think it makes God feel if He's created them?
Entonces nuestras oraciones pueden ir en torno a esto también.
So please, we ask again for prayers for those children.
Para que Dios pueda hacer algo y quitar esto.
So something could be done and it could be changed.
También,
also,
otra área en la que nosotros trabajamos,
another area
en la que yo no estoy involucrada mucho,
in which I am not part of,
como les mencionaba, son el ministerio de jóvenes y señoritas, hombres, chicos y chicas.
The adolescents, young men and young women, I am not too involved in that mission.
Que ya son las edades entre 17 y 21 años.
Ages between 17 and 21.
En las que se trabajan con ellos como más, como enseñar las aptitudes para la vida.
They are shown how to be able to function, how to be able to get a job. And they're shown different industries or different ways to earn a living.
Porque sabemos de que muchos tienen el potencial y quieren estudiar.
Many do have the potential and do want to study.
Pero otros no les gusta estudiar.
But some just don't want to go to school.
Entonces nosotros trabajamos en las áreas para enfocar las habilidades que ellos tienen.
But we try to focus on the abilities that each one of them have.
Para que esto les ayude también en un futuro para que ellos puedan dirigirse y encontrar un trabajo también.
So they could focus and use those skills to gain employment, a career or a job or a trade that they could use.
Estos muchachos cuando ya llegan, algunos de los niños crecen en el programa.
Some of the kids grow up in this program.
Y llegan desde pequeño hasta esos grados, edades.
And they come in as little children and they are raised in this adolescent program.
Y que para ellos es bien fácil trabajar con ellos porque se han formado bien.
And with them it's very easy to work with because they have been raised in that mission.
Pero cuando ya ellos vienen grandes,
but when they start attending and they're older,
es lo que hablábamos antes, es un poquito más difícil trabajar con ellos.
It's more challenging to work with the ones that are already coming in.
Porque ya vienen con raíces demasiado duras.
They already they come to us if they're older with roots that are hardened.
Cuando se comenzó el ministerio de las chicas.
When we started the ministry for the young girls.
Las chicas muchas veces venían con, cuando son pequeñas a ellas las les hacen como rituales o las entregan a los diferentes dioses y todo eso.
When the girls are little, they are they have been part of, they've been baptized and ritualized, and they've done different ceremonies for them in their belief, in the Muslim belief.
Muchas de ellas cuando comenzaban a conocer de Jesús,
when many of those girls started to know Jesus,
tenían muchas manifestaciones diabólicas.
Many of them manifested demons.
Porque está como esa raíz que ellas habían habían sido entregadas en las ceremonias.
Sí, many had been dedicated to those things, the demons.
Entonces son muy, muy la mayoría de veces son las chicas que son atacadas por Satanás.
Many, actually many of the young girls are attacked by Satan.
Porque son las dedicadas a ellos.
Because they have been dedicated to him.
En cambio los niños, los varones,
in contrast, the boys,
como sabemos en una religión musulmana,
as we know in the Muslim religion,
son los que aprenden el Corán, son los que son educados en eso.
Are the ones that are educated in the Quran and the their holy ceremonies.
Entonces ellos tienen una formación diferente que las niñas.
So they have a different upbringing than the girls do.
Entonces las niñas, las mujeres, las adolescentes son las que presentan más problemas en estas áreas.
So in this area the girls are more challenging to work with.
Y tienen como una lucha espiritual más fuerte.
And they have a stronger spiritual battle.
Muchas de ellas son atacadas en las noches por espíritus y que las molestan.
Yeah, many are attacked by these dark spirits or the demons at night, and they molest them.
Se ora mucho por ellas por liberación también.
We pray deeply for them so they are set free.
Entonces es un ministerio también que requiere mucha oración.
So this is another ministry that requires a lot of prayers.
Y mucho trabajo también.
And lots of work.
Porque sabemos que las adolescentes requieren mucho trabajo también.
Because we know that adolescents require a lot of work.
Es por eso también que el número de adolescentes ha disminuido.
That's also a reason that the number of kids in that program has gone down.
Porque cuando yo estaba allá yo me ocupaba de los niños.
Because when I was there I would work with the young children.
Y Ceci, mi otra compañera, ya se ocupaba de las adolescentes.
And my partner Ceci would work with the older teenagers.
Pero como los niños requieren un poquito más de cuidado,
but since the young children require so much more,
Ceci está cuidando de los niños.
Ceci takes a lot of time is taken by the young kids for both of the Ceci and her.
Y las jóvenes están con
Ceci.
Otra misionera, pero que ya se volvió a su país.
Ceci, yeah, okay.
No, la otra.
Oh, and there was the other, there was another missionary, but now she has gone back to her country, so no tienen mucha ayuda. So they don't, we don't have a lot of help.
Entonces otra de las peticiones más por la que nosotros podemos orar también.
Another petition that we bring to you.
Como dice la palabra de Dios, que es, la mies es mucha, los obreros son pocos.
As the word says, the work is much. The work is much, but the workers are few. Yeah.
Pero que nosotros roguemos al Señor de la mies que envíe más obreros a su mies.
But again, that we pray that, please pray that he sends more workers.
Entonces esa es otra de las peticiones más por la que nosotros podemos orar también.
So another petition that we ask that we set in prayer.
Para que la iglesia tenga un mayor involucramiento y puedan ser corazones más tocados para ir a trabajar también.
So we could have more involvement and more hearts could be touched by the Lord.
Orar por Pastor Hilbert y Mana Damaris.
Pray for Pastor Hilbert and Mara, ¿cómo?
Damaris.
Mara Damis.
Damaris.
Yeah. Damaris, oh, sorry.
Que son los directores de Comunidad Esperanza.
That are the directors of the Hope Mission.
Mm-hmm. Que ya tienen una edad adulta también y ya se cansan más.
Yeah, which they are older and they're getting tired.
Entonces orar para que Dios también pueda darles sabiduría y guiarles para saber cómo a quienes van a estar tomando su lugar también.
And also please that God give them wisdom and see who will be eventually replacing them.
Porque a veces ellos como sienten la necesidad a veces también de querer regresar un tiempo a su país también para descansar.
They would also like to go for at least some time to go back to their country to rest.
Entonces, esa es otra de las peticiones también por las que nosotros podemos orar también.
Another prayer request that we have.
No sé si alguien tiene una pregunta en la que pueda ayudar o.
Yes, does anybody have a question that I could answer? ¿Qué lenguaje hablan en Senegal?
En Senegal hay 58 dialectos.
58 dialects.
Pero los más usados es el Wolof.
Wolof.
Y Serer.
Wolof and Seref.
Que la mayoría de personas habla el Wolof.
The majority speak Wolof.
Francés lo hablan aquellas personas que han ido o tenido un contacto con la escuela.
Those that have gone through the school do speak French.
La mayoría de personas adultas no habla francés.
The majority of the adults don't talk French.
Solo aquellos que han ido quizás a primaria o secundaria a la escuela.
Only those that have gone to elementary or secondary school.
Y de ahí ellos hablan sus otras lenguas también.
And they also talk their own dialects.
Ellos tienen una habilidad increíble para aprender lenguas.
They have an amazing ability to speak different languages.
Por lo mismo que ellos de ya vienen de sus casas con muchas lenguas.
Because in their home they usually speak several dialects, several languages.
Por ejemplo, en casa los niños de casa ellos hablan Wolof y otras dos lenguas más.
The kids in her mission speak Wolof and two other languages.
Aparte de francés.
Aside from French.
Y en la casa nosotros les enseñamos español también.
And we also teach them Spanish.
Los niños más grandes ya ellos hablan bien español.
And the older kids talk very well Spanish.
Y en la escuela, en la escuela tienen la oportunidad de escoger otra lengua que ellos quieran aprender como italiano, árabe.
When they're in school, they have the they could elect to choose to learn another language, Italian or another language.
Entonces ellos son muy habilidosos para las lenguas debido a la cantidad de lenguas que hay allá.
So they are very language smart. They could learn a lot of languages. ¿Qué lenguaje habla usted con ellos?
Ah, francés.
Oh, she speaks French.
Y un poquito
I speak French.
De Wolof.
And a little bit of Wolof. ¿Dónde?
We've got a compound. There's like a several acres, like 4 or 5 acres, I think. There's the main building that's a children's home where the children live. And then there's several buildings for the young men. There's several buildings for the young women. And then in the middle of the compound, they've built the Bible school. So it's almost like a campus now. There's multiple buildings, but it's all on one piece of property.
And they pictures?
Many times, yeah. Many times I've showed you pictures of it. Church happens up on the roof of the children's home. Yeah, let me try to clarify that because she brought up something really good that may not have been clear. So in Senegal, there's something of a caste system. Like you think of that typically with India where there's like levels of people, and if you're on the lowest level, then you're kind of scum. Senegal has something of a caste system, and the lowest level is these Talibi children. Now, the way it works, again, because it's a Muslim country, parents for two reasons will give their children up to a Muslim leader called a marabou. Now, sometimes parents will give up their children strictly for religious reasons, like we want our children to be brought up in this religious context, and so they'll give their children to a marabou. Sometimes parents will do it simply because they're too poor, like we're too poor to keep this child, so we'll give the child up to a marabou. Now, the marabou is supposed to teach them the Quran, like she'd mentioned, but they don't. They force them to memorize the Quran for hours on end, just memorization, no like actual teaching, just memorization. But then the children are sent out on the street to beg money that they bring back and give to the marabou, the religious leader. The children get nothing. And the marabous never feed the children. The children are on their own to find whatever food they can, but they have to bring money back to the marabou. Oftentimes the marabou live really well. They live in big homes and they have really comfortable lives from all the money the children are bringing to them. And if they don't bring home enough money, as she mentioned, then the marabou will beat the children very severely. So that's the culture. And once a Talibi, always a Talibi. So once you're in this lowest caste of being, basically you're giving your child to the street in this religious context of this marabou and learning Islam. But once a Talibi, always a Talibi. So you're just kind of destined to that. So the way Pastor Gilbert originally started the mission is he would rescue some of the children from the street and bring them into the home. Well, because it's a Muslim country, the Senegalese government outlawed that. It's illegal to proselytize children in Senegal. You can't do that. So, but by that time, our mission had developed such a reputation, the parents there now have an option. They can take their children to a marabout, or they can take their children to us. And many will actually willingly bring their children to us because they see the difference and they know that it's better, right? When I was there in 2013, a Senegalese senator came while we were there and gave his children to us rather than the marabout. Now, what happens, because we're not there to colonize, so these children, that's why we never call it an orphanage. We always call it a children's home because they're not orphans. Many of them do have parents. Their parents have given up the children. But we're not there to colonize, and we want these children to still have a strong connection to their own culture. So for 2 months in the summer that she mentioned about, the children go back to their village of origin, and they live either with their parents or with other family members back in their village of origin so they can stay connected to their own culture, because we don't want to force a different culture on them. And that some of those children then don't come back after they spent the 2 months back in their village, because other family members will be like, no, you're not going back there. They're Christian. And then the one thing she talked about was they only get them for 15 minutes. So every morning they serve breakfast there. I think Stephen and I participated in that the last time we were there. They serve a breakfast to these Talavi street children. And so they'll come in and we give them breakfast and they'll do a really quick little 2-minute gospel presentation. And then the Talavi leave and they go out on the street to beg for money for their marabout. So we get about 15 minutes while they're there in the morning eating breakfast and then they're just gone. But some of those kids will eventually end up in the program. But again, it's illegal to actually proselytize children there, so it's a very fine line that we're constantly walking there. We're trying to introduce Jesus to these kids and get them off the street, but at the same time not ending up with all of our staff in jail. So hopefully that clarified that. But any other questions for Carla? So that's the money, that support money that we send there.
So that's where the funding comes from, the vineyard?
Yes. I mean, they get funding from other places, but that's... Yeah, there are other churches that support them as well.
Do they grow food there?
Yeah.
Are they growing food? And, you know, so there's like markets they buy. I mean, obviously they have to.
The big crops there are millet, which is kind of like wheat. And then cassava, the problem with cassava is it has no nutritional value at all. It's kind of like a potato, but there's no nutrition in the cassava. And then ground nuts or peanuts is another crop there. There are a few areas in Senegal where there's enough water they grow rice. They have a chicken farm. That's our big, our self-supporting thing now is the chicken farm. What was I going to say? It used to be that the Senegalese government was strictly Muslim. It was just a Muslim-led country. That has changed a lot in the last 10 years, and it's more democratic, good governance, and less religious. But it's still not the way it should be. Yeah. Well, the kids have no rights. Right. It's getting better. It's getting better. There are some laws now that dictate the conditions that the Talavis can be kept in, because before the conditions were brutal for these children. I can send you YouTube videos of the conditions. It's just unreal.
But can these kids